Can you spot a scam? Test your knowledge of common frauds and their warning signs by taking our quiz. Con artists are very good at tricking consumers into parting with money or divulging personal information that can be used to steal funds or run up thousands of dollars in fraudulent credit card charges. How good are you at telling a scam from a legitimate offer or advertisement? FDIC Consumer News frequently publishes articles about common frauds to avoid, but we want to put your knowledge to the test. See if you can answer these seven questions about scams and frauds. Number one, you agree to sell your valuable collection of superhero comic books from the 1960s to a complete stranger who mails you a cashier's check. Because you want to be sure the check is good before you part with your prized possessions, you should A. Confirm that the dollar amount and your name on the check are correct. Apart from that, cashier's checks are always safe to accept. B. Deposit the check into your bank account and wait at least 2 business days before letting go of the items. Or C. Contact the bank that issued the cashier's check to make sure the check is legitimate. The correct answer is C. There's been explosive growth in all forms of counterfeit checks, including cashier's checks, because crooks know that consumers trust cashier's checks, money orders, and other official checks. Although federal rules require that the funds from most deposited checks be available for withdrawal within 2 business days unless the bank provides a written notice to the contrary, that does not mean there isn't a problem. If you simply deposit the check into your account and a week later it is returned unpaid, your bank will deduct from your account the original deposit amount, even if you've already spent the money, and you could also be held responsible for any fees triggered by your reduced account balance. Not only that, you will no longer have your valuable collection of comic books. So when presented with a cashier's check by a stranger, you need to confirm that the check is legitimate. Your best strategy is to contact the bank the check is drawn on or take the check to your bank's branch manager to contact the other bank on your behalf and have the check authenticated. You can also ask how to safely proceed. For more tips on avoiding scams involving fraudulent checks, see the article in the winter 2006 issue of FDI Consumer News titled Avoid Costly Scams Involving Fake Checks and Money Orders, which can be found at www.fdic.gov/consumers/consumer/news. Also visit www.fakechecks.org, a website from the National Consumers League, in collaboration with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service and private organizations. Number two, you agree to rent your vacation house to a faraway stranger who sends you a check as a deposit. When the check arrives, it's for money that you agreed upon. The person apologizes and asks you to deposit the check and wire back the difference. This is A. safe for you to do because you'll be depositing a check for more money than you expected anyway. B. Safe for you to do because if there's a problem, money sent by wire is very easy to recover. Or C. likely to be a scam. The correct answer is C. Be suspicious any time you receive a check for more money than you are due. And be especially skeptical if you're asked to deposit the money and wire back some or all of it, because if you comply and the check is fraudulent, the scam artist will have your payment and you'll probably owe your bank the amount you took out of your account. Keep in mind that money sent by wire is very difficult, if not impossible, to get back. Wired funds move instantaneously, and the criminals can be waiting on the receiving end to make a quick cash withdrawal. Before you know it, the crooks and the cash will be long gone and they'll both be very hard to find. For more information, see the article in the winter 2006 issue of FDI Consumer News titled Avoid Costly Scams Involving Fake Checks and Money Orders, which can be found at www.fdic.gov/consumers/consumer/news or www.fakechecks.org. Number three, you post your resume on a website for job seekers, and soon you receive an offer to work at home. The deal could be a scam if you are A. promised a lot of money for doing very little work. B. asked as part of the job application for your bank account and social security numbers. C. told you will process payments for a foreign company. Or D. all of the above. The correct answer is D. thieves prey on individuals who have lost their jobs or need extra cash by offering attractive but bogus opportunities to work at home. Their goals include tricking victims into divulging personal or financial information, such as bank account and social security numbers, sending money, perhaps for supplies that will not arrive, or wiring funds from their account. One variation on the work-at-home fraud is the mystery shopper scam. This involves fake part-time jobs evaluating retailers' products and/or money transfer services. As a result, they require recruits to wire money from their own checking accounts. Another is an offer to serve as a money transfer agent, someone who would collect electronic payments in his or her bank account and wire the money overseas after deducting a commission. In many cases, the incoming payments are authorized electronic withdrawals from other people's bank accounts. If you participate in this activity, you could be suspected of being part of a crime ring and charged with a crime. Steer clear of any offer to work at home if it involves processing checks or electronic payments, even if the company offering you the job has realistic-looking employment applications, contracts, written procedures, or websites with payment tracking software. To learn more, see the article in the winter 2008 issue of FDI Consumer News titled, "When the Economy Cools Down, Financial Scams Heat Up," or the article in the winter 2006 issue titled, "Avoid Costly Scams Involving Fake Checks and Money Orders," both of which can be found at www.fdic.gov/consumers/consumer/news. Number 4. You've just realized that your ATM or debit card has been lost or stolen. To get the maximum legal protection against losses from unauthorized withdrawals, you should notify your bank, A, within 2 business days of discovering the card missing, B, within 10 business days, or C, before your next statement arrives, even if that is weeks later. The correct answer is A. Under the Electronic Fund Transfer Act, or EFTA, if your debit card or ATM is lost or stolen, your maximum liability is limited to $50 if you notify your bank within 2 business days of discovering that the card is missing. If you wait more than 2 business days, but no more than 60 days after receiving a bank statement that includes an unauthorized transfer, you could be liable for losses up to $500. But if you wait longer than that, the law doesn't require your bank to reimburse you for any authorized transfers made after the 60-day period, even if that would clean out your account. Under most circumstances, however, you will limit your liability for unauthorized transactions once you report a lost or stolen card. Also, in order to promote the worry-free use of debit cards and ATMs, some banks may voluntarily waive all liability for unauthorized transactions if the cardholder took reasonable care to avoid fraud or theft, but consumers must still report errors promptly. A good rule of thumb is to review your checking account and credit card statements promptly and report unauthorized transactions to your bank as soon as possible. While you may have time under the law to report a suspicious transaction and limit your liability, you should always try to nip these problems in the bud. The sooner you act, the faster your bank and law enforcement authorities can help keep you and other consumers from being victims. Even a very small unauthorized transaction should immediately be reported to your bank or credit card company. A major fraud could begin with small purchases as a test. If that small transaction goes through without being rejected by the bank's computer system, it may be followed by multiple transactions that can clean out a checking account. In one recent case, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, charged identity thieves with placing more than $10 million in bogus charges on consumers' credit and debit cards in amounts ranging from 20 cents to $10. Most consumers either didn't notice the charges on their bills or didn't seek chargebacks because of the small amounts. To learn more about the consumer protections for debit cards and credit cards, see the article in the fall 2009 issue of FDIC Consumer News titled "Debit versus Credit Cards: How They Stack Up," which can be found at www.fdic.gov/consumers/consumer/news. To learn more about avoiding identity theft, visit www.ftc.gov/ID theft. Number 5. A company offering to rescue your home from foreclosure may be running a scam if it: A, says it will stop the foreclosure from taking place. B, suggests that you transfer ownership of the home to the company so you can rent and buy the property back from them. C, advises you to stop talking to your lender, lawyer, or housing counselor. Or D, all of the above. The correct answer is D. Many homeowners having difficulty making their monthly mortgage payments are being targeted by criminals who falsely claim they can rescue a home from foreclosure, then charge large upfront fees and fail to deliver on their promises. In some of the worst cases, homeowners are tricked into signing away their ownership of a house. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, contact your lender or loan servicer immediately, perhaps with the help of a reputable housing counselor. If a company advises you to cut off communications with your lender or another advisor, that's another warning sign of a scam. For additional guidance on mortgage rescue scams, see the FDIC's Foreclosure Prevention Toolkit, which can be accessed online at www.fdic.gov/consumers/loans/prevention/toolkit.html. For information from the FTC on avoiding a variety of credit-related frauds, including foreclosure rescue scams, start at www.ftc.gov/credit. Credit-based scams on the internet have grown so much that for educational purposes, the FTC recently created a fake website at www.wemarketforyou.net/esteemed for the fictional company Esteemed Lending Services. Anyone drawn in by the site's attractive offers of guaranteed loans received the warning that if they responded to an offer like that one, they could have been scammed. Number 6. If you get an email from a federal government agency, such as the IRS or the FDIC, asking you to confirm or verify personal financial information, it's always safe to do so. A. True. Or B. False. The correct answer is B. Just because an email or website looks like what you'd expect from a government agency, convincing copycats are out there. Remember that the FDIC or another government agency, not to mention your bank or credit card company, would never contact you asking for personal information such as account numbers and online passwords and usernames. Cybercriminals also have gotten even sneakier by sending emails that appear to be from businesses or government agencies but contain attachments which, if opened, load spyware onto your computer and record your keystrokes and collect confidential account numbers and passwords. Once the criminals have that information, they may make changes to your account information and transfer money out of your account. For more information on protecting against crooks pretending to be legitimate organizations, see the article in the winter 2007 issue of FDIC Consumer News titled "Protect Against Bad Deals and Scams That Arrive by Phone, Letter, and the Internet," and the article in the winter 2009 issue titled "Online Banking, Bill Paying, and Shopping: 10 Ways to Protect Your Money." For additional guidance from the federal government, see the section in the fall 2010 issue titled "For More Information on Avoiding Financial Fraud and Theft." All of these articles can be found at www.fdic.gov/consumers/consumer/news. Number 7. Your credit report may suggest that you have been a victim of identity theft if it shows A, you have a credit card, loan, or lease in your name that you know you don't have. B, a company you never tried to do business with has requested a copy of your credit report. C, a home address for you that you never had. Or D, all of the above. The correct answer is D. There are many good reasons to frequently review your credit reports, and one is to look for warning signs that an identity thief has been or is trying to obtain loans or commit other fraud in your name. The most important warning sign of ID theft in a credit report is a credit card, loan, or lease in your name that you know nothing about. Any one of these may indicate that someone has learned enough information about you to be able to steal your identity and conduct business acting as you. Also, pay close attention to the inquiries section of the report that shows who has requested a copy of your credit history. That's because thieves sometimes falsely claim to represent a company with a legitimate right to obtain credit reports and then use the information to commit fraud. For additional tips, see the article in the winter 2002 issue of FDIC Consumer News titled Monitoring Your Credit Report to Help Guard Against ID Theft, which can be found at www.fdic.gov/consumers/consumer/news. Also see FTC guidance on ordering and reviewing credit reports at www.ftc.gov/free-reports. For more information on avoiding financial fraud and theft, check out the FDIC's consumer brochures, alerts about fraudulent schemes, and FDIC consumer news articles covering topics ranging from safe internet banking to avoiding check fraud. Start at www.fdic.gov/quicklinks/consumers.html. You also can request paper copies of FDIC materials from our Public Information Center at http://www.fdic.gov/news/publications. In addition, information from a variety of government agencies appears on websites such as www.mymoney.gov, www.stopfraud.gov, and www.deliveringtrust.com. To learn how to protect yourself on the internet, see www.onguardonline.gov and www.lookstoogoodtobetrue.com.